So here we are today. It's a Zoom of a Daf and Daf Mem Zion, and we're holding at the Pirush of the Mishnah of HaOmer LeChaviro. Let's review the piece of the Mishnah again. HaOmer LeChaviro Konim LeBeitcha Shanim. So if he says, "I won't go into your home," going into your home is aser. Or Satcha Shani Lokeach, if I buy your field, this is aser. So then made Oshir Machran. Le'acher mutar. Once it's no longer that person's field and that person's house, the netters clearly does not apply. Whereas kodim l'bayit zeshani nichna, so sudden zeshani l'keach, then meto makralach eretz asur, because once you make something on it, doesn't have to be yours. Obviously, you're asking something belongs to somebody else. What's the nafkamina? Since you didn't specify that it should be his, so there's no reason why you can't simply ask for the premises on yourself. As we pointed out yesterday, there's also a big nafkamina. If you say Beitcha, and it falls down, and he rebuilds it, he still was asur. Whereas he says by it zen, it falls down, and he builds it, and at that point, it's not the same house. We said it's mutar. And the question would be, in a case where you mention both, if you say both the zen, in other words, Beitcha zen, shani nichnas, what would be the din? So Ran says you would have both the chumra and the kula. In other words, there's a chumra that if you sell it, it's still considered this house. There's a kula of the nefila, because you're saying only this house, but not if it's rebuilt, despite the fact that it's shalcha. So you're limiting it in the fact that it has to be shalcha, and you're broadening it in the fact that even if it's not shalcha, it's bezeh, it would still be us. Now, the question that we have today is boy avimi. Suppose you say, Konim l'bayit zeh shata nichnas. How about, if you're not asering yourself, I understand that when you aser yourself, it has nothing to do with who owns it, because you can aser someone else's thing on yourself. But suppose you aser someone else to go into a house which is yours, you say, l'bayit zeh shata nichnas. So how about there, if it's no longer your own? Meito shemachro l'acher ma'o. Do we say Adam oser davar shebrishuto l'kishiyetzei mirishuto? Oh, no. See, even though it's clear in the Mishnah you can ask it on yourself, that's for sure, because you have no limitations to ask for someone else's thing. Question over here is, can you ask it on somebody else? And this would be exactly the same, because it's nothing to do with the language. As we're talking about the legalities. We're not questioning whether that's what you mean. Even if you say 100%, listen here, I mean to ask this thing on you forever and ever. You understand? I don't care who owns it. You say all of that to perish. Can you do that? My Rav, and of course this is a sugi we touched upon just about a week ago. Tashma, ha'omer livno, konim shi'i ata ne'aneli umeit yirashenu. If somebody says to his son, you cannot be nene from me, and then the person dies, so then the son is yoreshim like any other yoresh to use the property as he wishes. But if the father says, Bechayai of the moti, in my life or my death, and then made lo yirashenu, which obviously doesn't mean he doesn't inherit him. You can't disinherit a child by asering him behana'ah. It's still his. It's just that there's an isra'ana'ah on the property. So he'll have to, what does he do? I mean, that's another sugya, but what he can do is, basically, is he can take loans. And then not pay. The credit card companies will come and take his father's rishus. They'll say, you're the legal owner? Yeah, I'm the legal owner, but I can't be nena. We don't care whether you could be nena, Buster. We're taking them. So then basically, he wasn't nena directly, and we said before that that's okay. Even Hanan is only talking about that case where it's Babriach Ario, where it's Bal Korach, or somebody else comes and takes, it's not a problem. So it's an easy solution. As long as there are credit card companies around, just all you got to do is keep charging.
He inherits the
house. Yeah, and then but he can't go in the house to live. Right. So fine, so he lets the bank collect the house. That's the problem. Meanwhile, he's taking his trips to Hawaii.
What doesn't he pay that they're coming to take the house?
They're just credit cards. What do you mean? The guy just went, he took a trip around the world, lived it up like the king of Siam.
They repossessed the house.
Then they repossessed the house. But it's certainly the Yerusha. The Yerusha father can't disinherit a child. No, he would sell the property before he dies, but he can't aser him b'anot and prevent the Yerusha, of course. When it says over Yirashena, it means the way a normal person would be Yorish. It doesn't mean legally Yirashena, obviously. But, you know, even though we said before that this case is different because he said Bechayayo v'moti, I mean, that's irrelevant to our question. We took for granted that once we've established that you can, the differences between yours or this, then we understand that that it makes no difference, even if you'd say Beferish forever and ever. We're not going to go back to what we said earlier. Well, there's a difference if you said Beferish Bechayayo v'moti. Because that's the hook over here. We took for granted that that's our question. Can you is the issue, not did you mean to. So from here you say, yes, you can. Now you want to question whether you meant to. Please, leave me alone. I mean, I'm taking that for granted.
But this rule still apply even if you made it after?
Even if?
After, could it still...
What do you mean? That's the Mishnah. That's the Beferish Mishnah. What do you do in such a case? You mean when you answer the chayfetz itself?
Yeah.
Oh, then of course it wouldn't help to make it hefker. The only din over there is where you answer the person being nenef from you. If you answer the chayfetz, it's big problems.
So in this case with the son would be...
If this case, of course, that, would be no different.
Would be no different.
Yeah. There is a question of somebody else who buys it in between. But I mean, that's what we're talking about over here. In other cases, that's where you stam asrana from you. But if we see from here that Adam aser davar shebrishuto, lekashiyetzem rishuto shema amina, and that settles it. Tznanata. Konim peirot ha'elu alai. Konim hein alpi. Konim hein lirpi. Aser bechilufayhen ubegidulehen. Now, we have a question that borders on the issues that we've just raised. Because what we've seen here is that when a person offers something bahana'a, it does have in his capability, since it is his now, and since the nature of a neder is to create the concept of chaticha di isura, whether on yourself or on the other individual, even if you sold it with yotzi mishuto, if that was your intent, you can make it a chaticha di isura. Kilu liyachar shiyatza mirshuto. Now, being as that's the case, the question would be, what would be the state of chilupin? Somebody has a chefetz yisur. Let's consider, forget about the noy. You actually have a chefetz yisur. You switch it for something else. What's the halach? We know that the only things that are tofes at the man is avodah zarah and shemitah. Shmita makes the money, half kedusha shviyas, if you buy something of shviyas, right? Any other isurei hana'ah are not tofes domain. So our question isn't whether the money that you switch from it becomes osir directly because you did a hachlafa. Furthermore, we also know 100% that you're not allowed up front to simply go ahead and switch it, because if you were allowed up front, then there would be no such thing as the concept that occurs all over Shas, which is something that is asur ba'ana'ah, has no value. If you could simply go ahead and switch that for something that is more, what do you mean has no value? All I got to do is go out, find a guy who doesn't care. He'll give me other money, and I'll give him this. So then chometz bepesa would have value? Then all of the things that we talk about bittul and so on, all of them are meaningless. Because we're always assuming that once the Torah answered it, it goes out of your rishos. Now it turns out, no, you can just switch it with a goy, and it becomes mutter. Correct? So none of that can be the question. So even if you did it b'di'avad, it's not tofis es domav. So what's the question over here? It says that it's osir. In the Mishnah it says, harei elu osir, if you plant it and it grows something, or if you switched it for something else, it's usher on you. The question is, why is that true? Is that true because there is a general iser derabbanan that says that anybody who went ahead himself, not that someone else did it, not that it became with chaluf, he went ahead in order to be matred for himself, he went ahead and actually did the chilupin. That the Rabbanan gave him a knas and said, since you did that in order to get around the Yisur HaNa'ah, we're going to aser even that which you do, Ba'ana'ah, and it will not benefit. So the Chilupin are aser. Is that the halacha? I mean, if that's the halacha, then that would be true about any Yisra or not. And then the fact that it's true over here in the case of Konim Perot Elo Alai is just a coincidence. Would have been exactly the same thing by any Chaticha de Yisura. Or is this, in fact, a special halacha that is a din in Adorim, not a general case where the person has an Isra'ana, but it's only because his intent wasn't saying Elu. He meant to say Elu in any form. Whatever happens to them, whatever comes from them, that's the additional meaning of that language, perota elu. Maybe that's the reason. So in other words, basically what this question boils down to is a simple question of someone who is machlif isurei hana'ah, are they asur ba'ana'ah v'chilupin? In which case it's rather strange that we ask it this way. I mean, because first of all, it's not the place to ask it. Why would we ask it over here? Furthermore, we could ask it in another way. We could ask it, suppose someone else did the chalipi. Would it be asur over here? Because we're only asuring it on the person who went ahead himself and did it. If it's not a din in the dorm, then we're asuring it on him because he did the chalipi. If somebody else did the chalipi, we wouldn't have asured it. So we could have asked the question that way. We could have asked the question another way. We could have said, what if he hadn't said Perot Ha'elu? Which is what gives us the cue to believe that it means in any form. Would it still be us? He just said Perot. Would it still be us? So the same question could have been asked in many different ways. Lamaisa, we choose this because it forces us to focus on all of the issues together. The Elu, the possible difference between the Dorim and intent. And because it relates to the sugya that we've just had. Because although I might be able to answer on myself, something that does not exist, the chilupin do not exist. Perhaps even the gidulim do not exist. So when it comes to a friend, if it's dependent in my language, I can't answer a dover shalob aliolam and also which is something shal chaver. It has everything wrong with it, right? It's like trying to ask a perot chaveiro chaveiro. You're saying, okay, but right now it's a chaticha disur. Excuse me, you see any chaticha disur? The chalipin exists now. The gidulim exists now. Where's the chaticha disur? So if you're missing both possibilities, I mean, it's not yours to ask the other guy's thing on himself, and your only opening is the fact that it's currently yours, but now there's no currently. How in the world would such a thing work? Unless it's a knas derabbanan. So that would mean if your friend went ahead and he said, I'm smarter than you, I'll go and I'll switch it with somebody for something else and then I'll be nene from it. So then we would answer on the friend because of a general iser of people who try to get around isurei hana'ah. Okay? But you can see how it ties into the previous circuit. Can he also answer davar she'eino shelo, which is the davar shelo b'aliyola? That's the next step. So Mamela ties in very nicely with our sugya, despite the fact that it has universal implications, of course, for all Yisurei Hana'ah. So therefore, says Rami Balcham, I'm wondering what the din would be of his chaver on the chilufim and on the gidulim. Do we say, Mi'am in a gabi delay, ho'il v'adam oser perot chaverot al atzmo, adam oser davar shelo ba le'olam al atzmo. Remember that the nature of Nedarim has nothing to do with my power over these things. It belongs to somebody else. And in that case, if it doesn't exist yet, it belongs to the future, so to speak. That's irrelevant to me because the Neder does not work based on my ability to change the dinim of an extant object because I have control over it. Even if it would be your extant object, I could ask it on myself. So if it's not there at all, or it doesn't belong to anyone at all, I still answer it. The question is whether this halakha is a din in Nedarim, in which case I would not be able to ask it on you, because it's lo b'alei olam, I could only answer it on me, or whether it's a din in Yisurei Hana'ah, and once I answer it, therefore it would be also afilu chilufei v'gidulei. Okay, clear the question, very well put, perfectly confusing by tying it into the previous sugya, keeps us on our toes, He even wakes up Richie, who spent the entire day yesterday driving and enjoying the new sunroof. So, just for fun. Can you imagine? Just for fun. 9 hours. It's good. Keep those youthful juices going.
It's easier driving back and forth than sitting and learning.
I notice. Oh, well, next time you should take the drive, we'll call you on the phone. Then you can come back. Good. This is my question. Or do we say that you cannot ask a Dov Shabbat Olam al Kaviro, because al Kaviro, Vein Adam Osepirot Kaviro, Kaviro, Vein Adam Osepirot Shabbat Olam al Kaviro? That's our question. Or do we say that no, the whole point over here is that the chilufin are the equivalent of gidulim, and that's the point. And lo shnau v'lo shnau acher, basically we assert that anything that comes from this that you were gorim is that you're going to lose it. And therefore, even if you're just the other person, if you went ahead and you were gorim it, you're going to lose it. Toshma. Omer le'ishto. Somebody says to his wife, konim shani ne'nelech. Am I saying what? Who? What?
The name of
purpose. The name? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I said. Omer v'achar b'minyomi tashma. Omer le'ishto. Konim she'ini nehenelech. So he asks her, I'm being nene from him. Now, obviously, it's got to be talking about in a case where he's not violating something that he owes her already. So it's talking about over here. He said this while she was still in Arusa. Now he owes her the parnasa. What can she do? What she can do is very simply, lova. She takes out loans. And then the bank comes and collects from the husband. Says, well, you know, a woman takes out a loan. You didn't put an ad in that you're not responsible for any of her loans. So, you know, we're going to take away your house. But basically, it's going to end up being collected from him. But this is apparently chilufin. In other words, we're switching the particular money for the loan. So here's the money that she took from these guys. That money is mutter, even though it's an exchange for the money that's coming from the husband. It says over here that that's not a problem, bichlal. Now, there's two ways of learning this. The Ron says, I was makabel from my rabbeim, that the point over here is that since at the moment that she was lova, at that moment there's a shibud now on the nechse habal. So that's why it's as if she's a machlefet. If she therefore was a machalefet through that shibud, borrowing the money creates the shibud on the Yisrei Hana'ah. So if that's the case, it says over here that, and that should be considered to be Hana'ah directly, it says over here that's not a problem. So we're not questioning the bank, because the bank has nothing to do with it. We're questioning over here, how could we say to her, go ahead and loan and borrow? What do you mean? If I'm going to go ahead and borrow, I'm going to be switching that money by creating the shibud. That's how the Ran was taught. He says, I believe that if you're telling me the chilufeihen or gidulehen, then how do we allow the balei chov to go ahead and be tinifroi? That's the problem. Because it's true that normally that's not a problem because motzimi zeh v'notim lezeh, that's the din of Rabbi Natan, eichayet to be, eichayet to see. We give from A to C. But in this case, since everybody understands what's happening, so when they take, initially go ahead to take that loan, give her that loan, and they know that she's got this money, so they're thinking to themselves, so why is she borrowing the money? Ah, because we're supposed to be machlefit for her because she can't be nene from it. That's the point. So the issue over here was, therefore, why is it that we say the balei chov are nifrayim? Why isn't that considered to be a direct chalipin? Okay. Hashem, in the case before we spoke about a similar case of Yerusha, that's because over there that person owns the nechasim directly. Whereas over here they're wondering what's going on, so they understand, well, the woman doesn't have nechasim. She's got to get the money out of her husband. So this is the way in which we're going to do it. But in any event, it appears to be the same case. It appears to be a hachlafa. So apparently, if we're allowing you to do that up front, it must be mishum de chilufim lafti gidulim damis. In other words, we're viewing these chilufim as being mutarim, because it's somebody else, it's not the person himself. Or my Rava, I don't see what the Raya is. If you're going ahead to do the Hachlafa, and you are the one that is also to do it, then had you done it, indeed it would be us. Because perhaps this is a din on all Yisrei Hana'ah. Fine. However, over here, at the time that she was being Lova, even though there's a Hitchayvut at that moment, and even though there's a Shibud at that moment, there's not an actual Hachlafa. Where's the Khalifi? There's only the potential Khalifi. That's not called included within the Gezeira Darabonan, the putative Gezeira Darabonan, that any Maklif Isra Hana'ah, the thing that he's Maklif also becomes Asur. That's not included. Are we clear? We're saying there's three Dargot over here. Somebody else goes in and does a Hachlafa without your involvement. That wasn't the question. Because let's go back even a step further. Let's start at the beginning. The Mishnah says that it's possible for you to assur yourself on something in a way that even if you exchange it for something else, that thing remains possible. The question is that a din in nedarim, and it's because you assured it on yourself in that fashion, so that you said, by saying perot elu, you meant, and anything that comes from them. And we understand that being that Nadorim does not require you to actually own a thing or to be able to impact a thing, it's impacting the relationship of that thing to you. It would be irrelevant whether that thing exists, exactly in the same way that it's irrelevant whether it belongs to you or belongs to somebody else. Then it would be limited to Nadorim. Not only would it be limited to Nadorim, it would be limited to Nadorim that you're making on yourself, because you certainly can't assur someone else's things on someone else, and therefore you cannot assur something that doesn't exist on someone else. You can only define your relationship to it. How could I define somebody else's relationship to something? It's only when it's mine I can do that. Over here I'm lacking everything. The thing doesn't exist, and it's not in my rishus. Good. But there's another way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that the Mishnah was not addressing it in the Nedarim. The Mishnah was applying an overarching principle in Yisurei Hana'ah, which is that even though Yisurei Hana'ah are not tofes et dameihem, and even though Yisurei Hana'ah are usher b'chalifin l'chatchila, they still don't tofes et dameihem, nonetheless the Rabbanan made a general gezerah that if you yourself went ahead to try to escape the Yisur Hana'ah by doing a Hachlafa, it's prohibited. If that would be the case, then once you assert something on somebody else, if that person would then go himself and exchange it, it would indeed be Asur on him because of the general principle of Asurei Hana'ah, nothing to do with the Dorim. It's not because somebody else assert it on him. It's because the Rabbanan assured it on him for trying to escape the Isra Hana'ah, which he did have an ability to put on you. There's no difference between that and any other Isra Hana'ah. Right? So we thought that we could bring a raya from the fact that a woman is able to borrow money and the bank is going to now be machlif, so to speak, her husband's property for that money, so that they give her cash in exchange for Isra Hana'ah. And it says that that's okay. So apparently there is no overarching halakha. It didn't particularly in Hilchot Nedarim. Says Rava, not necessarily. That's not exactly the same case. Right? Because there are also two levels of hachlafa. One level of hachlafa is you take the thing that's usher and you give it to somebody and that person gives you back something else. There is where we're entertaining the thought that maybe there's an overarching issue. But in a case where you went ahead and caused somebody to take something else, you say, what happened over here? You borrowed money. Now the bank is coming. It doesn't matter whether you created the lien at that point. It doesn't matter whether they should have realized and they did it on that basis. The point is it wasn't done as a haklafa biyadayim. And perhaps they never instituted a knas for somebody who is not machlif biyadayim. You can be clever enough to allow things to happen. That's fine. That's not considered to be a hachlafa. Okay, so therefore we can't bring a proof from here. We don't know whether the reason is because there's no such din, or whether the reason is because this type of achlafa is considered to be somebody else being machlif, and not you yourself being machlif biyadayim, basically. Very simple. Okay, let's see if we can bring another raya. Tashma, hamikadesh bo'orla, hinam mikudesh. So somebody who goes ahead now and takes his suri hama, orla, and he uses it to give to a woman to be his wife. She's not mikudesh, because it doesn't have any value. It's not his. Now you have to give her a shavar prut. But suppose you went ahead now and you use the orla to buy a diamond ring. So you go into a goyish store and you say, listen, you know, I've got all of these peyrot. It's worth $100,000. 10 cents on a dollar? You can't give me $1,000 ring. Sure, give me $1,000 ring. Take the ring and now you're Mekadesh Nisha. Whoa. It's a great idea. So now it says over there that if you were Machran Mekadesh B'demeya, I raise you Mekadeshes. So you see from here that a diamond is forever. No, I'm sorry, that's not stupid. That was a different one.
That was South African French.
So what do you see from here? This is a rather strange Havamina. Because why is it that I would think that it's not considered to be? I mean, I already did it over here. Where's the Achlafa? Mm-hmm. The Ran says the point over here is that I might think that's the point. Indeed. You're telling me that the Chilupin themselves are usher for you. So if that's the case, you shouldn't benefit from them. Having this wife is benefiting from them. So the Rabbanan should therefore be Machai of you to buy her another diamond. It makes sense. She should have two diamonds. Says the Gemara, the obvious answer. Achinami lechatchila udelo, but i'avad avad. Look, I mean, there's no comparison in this case. You're right. You should not have been nene. It's a knas. You should not be nene from chilupin. If you went ahead and were nene by getting a woman from the chilupin, you were nene. No, so what should we do?
That's also chiddush, because
they
could have made a
knas where it becomes valueless to you. But we understand there's no way to decide it would be taken as dhamma. It's clearly not that this is dhamma. It's an isser in you using it for hana'a. Right? It's very specific. It's not that it doesn't have value. It has to have value, because it's only also on you. It's only also on you that by definition has value. It's only isser hana'a, universally isser hana'a, that we say don't have value, despite the fact that there's a theoretical capability of chalipin with a goy. The comments were passing. Are we all happy?
I think we're ready.
Very happy. Are we so happy that we're ready to start another Mishnah? Absolutely. Not only that, is the president happy enough to give us an introduction to the Mishnah? Or is he trying to start coughing like Saba Josh also? He sees he got him out of a job. Then we should go back to the Khalifa of the Yarla and make our president happy enough to begin. Tell us, speak to us, but you must speak, you must articulate. That's what the Dorm is all about, Hafla'a. Speak to us your Mufla'im words. Hashmi'ini et kolech. B'ni, p'tach picha v'yairu devarecha.
Sounds like a four.
You mean we should view his wife as Orla? That's what you're saying. She's Chilut Behem.
He's not going to get any hot.
He saved.
No wonder we have no women at this
time. If there was ever a doubt.
If he would have asked his Shaila before, he did it, would it have been kosher?
No, we would have told him you mustn't do that, you know, Goodnick. How could you go ahead and get a diamond ring using that orla? It's terrible. Give it to us.
And he doesn't have to buy another ring.
He doesn't have to buy another ring because that's not included in the Gezerah. Go, sir. Begin. Areni alecha cherem. So when somebody uses those words, obviously it's got to be talking about in the Galil, because in the Galil we said Haramim are Levedek Abayit, and therefore they're a valid way of referring to Yisra'el. But in Yehuda, we got a problem because of Charmikoni. But in the Galil, they don't mark it Charmikoni. So then that's a Nisr Hana'ah, and it means Hamudara Asur. It's the victim, the object of the netter here, who becomes Asur Bana. Hareyat Allah Echerem, you are upon me as a Echerem, then I cannot be netter from you. And then the one who made the netter is Asur. If he says, Hareini Alecha Va'at Allah, and Shneihem Asurim, but despite the fact that Shneihem are Asurim, nonetheless Shneihem are Mutarim Bidavar Shel Ole Bavel. They are Mutar in something that was instituted by the Ole Bavel. Now the Ole Bavel did an awful lot of things, including building the Beit HaMikdash and putting in waterworks on the way for people who needed to come up to Yerushalayim and so on and so forth. Those things are Mutar. But Asurim b'davar shelo tahir, but they cannot utilize things that are owned by people in the city. Ve'zeh davar shelo olei bavel. What do we mean by olei bavel? The harabayit, the azarot, the bor shebem tzaderech. All of those things are things that were built by olei bavel. Ve'zeh davar shelo tahir. Well, the rechava of the city. So that's the square, the merchatz, which is generally a public work system, the Beit HaKnesset, the Teva, the Sefer Torah, the Sfarim, all of those things are money that is owned by the people of the city, and since you are a member of that city, if the person asserts his chelik on you, you got a problem, and you can't utilize it. Again, seems we'll be talking about, you know, when we get to the details, Rav Loz Ben Yaakov, who says you can't asser. And we talked about the Beit HaKnesset, we brought a raya before Zadav Shembo. Chaluka, because Shembo din Chaluka, if you held like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, which we do, we paskin just now, halachak Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, that moots the Mishnah, basically. Because this entire Mishnah, this piece is only going a little bit of Rabbani. However, we do see an extremely important thing here. Extremely important thing. And this, of course, gave the little Yiddelach, particularly Aaron Salomon. You may have heard that name. No?
Aaron Salomon.
Aaron Salomon was a rather ingenious Jewish businessman who created the concept of limited corporations. He did this all on his own, figuring out a way to protect himself and his business, and he made it a limited corporation despite the fact that legally such an entity did not exist at the time. Right? Then the thing was in the courts for years when he went bankrupt, and finally the House of Lords instituted the law of corporations, which is the source of all the... Where did he get this from? Our Mishnah.
Really?
Yeah. So how did he get it from our Mishnah? Because the Shaila is over here, what is Olei Bavel? What does that mean, Olei Bavel? So the Ram says, well, they're mafker at Lekol Yisrael. Oh, so then you mean I can take it. I think I like that Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah.
You know, we'll move in tomorrow. It's hefker after all. They're mafker to anybody. I'm somebody. I'm mafker. I'm Bukone. What kind of hefker is that? So obviously, it's a type of ownership that doesn't have any individual balut at all. Nobody can take it. Nobody owns it. How is that possible?
A limited partnership,
yeah. Indeed, right? Because I don't have any rights in the actual thing, but I'm the owner of the entity that owns that thing. Weird. But how else do we explain the difference between that and the Otahir, where it's considered to be a partnership? So the Otahir is an expanded partnership. We learn out the dinim of Shutafut from it. And we bring rayas back and forth, the Beit HaKnesset, the Shem Batin Chaluka, same thing as any partner, it's just a partnership that's open to people that come in and is lost by people that leave. But okay, we understand that there are complex dinim of partnerships that we can learn out from the dinim of municipal ownership. But Olei Bavel seems to be a completely new type of ownership. And this became now the makor for allowing Jewish-owned banks to be able to take ribit. It's not a problem, ribit. I'm not taking the ribit. Where did the Torah say corporations are not allowed to take ribit? They're not Jewish. They're not Jewish. They're not people. Yeah. Certainly corporations are allowed to take ribit. Next thing you're telling me is you can't pay rebate to a horse? Okay, so again, the Jewish Talmudic mind has got everything sewed up.
It was an Englishman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so
limited,
that's what it means. I mean,
but he did
go bankrupt.
He did. He did go bankrupt.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, we see over here the Mishnah is giving credence to that type of ownership. Obviously, there's a lot of discussion among the Rishonim. How does it work, Bichlal? And Ron uses the Lashon of Hefker, but Hefker, I mean, to say that they're Hefker would have meant that someone could be kainan them, which is certainly not the case. So in other words, I can be Masalik Ba'alut in such a way that nobody else can have his own personal Ba'alut. How does that work? All right. But we've already seen new dinim that apply to Kahal, Charme Kahal, and so on, the ability of a Kahal to define a Baalut in a way that normally we would say, what right do you have to do that? How can you tell me that if I don't show up to a meeting, I lose my house? Things like that. And we spoke about how possibly that's the way the Ram was understanding Hefker best than Hefker, is that it never goes through an actual stage of Hefker. It just means in the same way that. So there's assignations of Baalut that are unique if they're defined by the power of society. And this would be the way we might be able to look at a Ba'am.
Also, Eretz Israel.
What do you mean?
The land of Israel. Where does it belong to?
No, over there it's your personal land. You mean the entire land?
Yeah.
Is there? Okay, that's what the Ran said before. That's why there's no Dinah de Malchut HaDinah in Eretz Israel. Because since nobody owns the land to tell you you don't have rishus in the land, why do you have to listen to him? They can't tell you not to live here. I want to live here. I don't recognize the government. So then don't live here. Who are you to tell me I can't live here?
You must be a Palestinian.
So what is, in fact, the Eitzah? In other words, the Gemara is going to explain that the next piece of the Mishnah is based on the understanding that the only thing that you could do in order not to have a problem in utilizing this is you could give away your chelek in the city and give it away to the Nasi. Now, why specifically give it away to the Nasi? That we'll see. But you can write your chelek to the Nasi. Hakotev chelkol Nasi. So this, of course, takes away all of the problems of corruption from the Nasi. I mean, okay. Hakotev chelkol Nasi, Rabbi Yudah Omer. What's the difference? I mean, it's all the same thing. What we're saying is you can give it to somebody else, and then there's no problem of the other person being nene from it. But, I mean, the only difference is, there's an advantage. The advantage is that a kotev lenasi ain't tzarek lezakot, but leadyot tzarek lezakot. In order for someone to be kene from you, you would need someone to be zocha for him. When it comes to the Nasi, you don't need that. So the Nasi has a power of kinyan, which if I'm a salak, my Baalut, in his favor, he's now able to be kena by virtue of his being the Nasi over this area. Whereas for a Hedyot, we'll see, we'll get into it in the Gemara. The Hedyot, you would have to write it. Chachomim Omrim, there's no such thing. The only reason, the reason they were talking about the Nasi is because generally you're afraid, what will you do? You'll give it to somebody else. And maybe a lot to somebody else also when he gets angry. You know, in other words, if that's the point, give it to somebody that's not going to come up with. Right? Start talking about another personal relationship that could get even more complex than it already is. I got enough problems on my head. So they talked about giving it to the Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ani inan she'a galil tzuchim lichtov, she'kvar katvu avotehem ha'yedehem. You know, when it comes to the Galil, it's already all been given away. They had enough problems before you were born. Okay, all of this we'll look into tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Now, Om and lechaveh roboi avi mikonim lebayit zeh sh'ata nichnas meito shum mecharo l'acher mahu. Adam oser davar she'brishuto l'kishi yetzeh brishuto olo. Amar Rav Tashma, Omer Levro Konim Shiata Nene Liumet, Yerushanu, and he can be Nana like any other Yoresh. But if he says Bechayayu v'moti, and then make Lo Yerushanu the way others are Yoresh, he'll have to figure out weird ways of being able to realize the value of what was left him. Shema Amina Adam Oser Davar Sheberushuto Likishi Etzei Mirushuto Shema Amina, if that is his intent. And we're assuming that if, even without saying Bechayayu v'moti, if he says Zeh, that's his intent. Zdanat. Konim perota ilu alai. Konim ein al pi. Konim ein lit pi. Asur bechilu feyen, ubegidu leyen. Boy, rovi bar chama. Omar konim perota ilu al ploni. How about then? Mao bechilu feyen. I mean, mi amina kabi delay, I understand that he could ask it with a netter. Hoel v'adam oser perot chaviro al atzmo. So perhaps adam oser davar shalom balalam al atzmo also. But if it's a din in the dorim, so then clearly gabe chaviro, Hoel v'ein adam oser perot chaviro chaviro, ein adam oser davar shelo bali olam chaviro. So then, if it's a din in the dorim, you can't answer. Odioma, maybe the idea over here is that it's an iser derabbanan on somebody who's machlif, and mishum lechilu feyem ki didilin davi lo shem uva lo shna chaver. Omer v'achav b'yom itoshma. Omer li ishto konim shani nenelay. Love, ubale achovim ba'im v'nifra'im. My time ubale chovan nifra'im. Love mishum dechilufin. Love ki gidulim dami. Amar Rava diomal lechatchilau dalo. But yavan avad, and this is not considered to be a direct chalifi. Elo toshma hamekadesh bo orla. Ena mekudeshet. Mochran vekidesh b'damehen. Arezu mekudeshet. But that's also a bit yavad, isn't it? I mean, how can I lechatchilau dalo? But he avad avad. I mean, here we're talking about you already did the chilufin. So what are you saying now? If I already did the chilufin, if I use the chilufin, then that chilufin didn't affect the kedushin. I have to buy other chilufin. Where does it say that? Harini alech acherin amudaras. Harini atalaycherim anudaras. Harini alech atalay shneim asurim v'shneim utarim v'davar shelo lebavel v'asurim v'davar shelo ta'ir. Hey, zeh davar shelo lebavel. Kegon Arabayit Vazarot Vaborshdan Sadera Ezeo Devashota Yer Kegon Arechava Merchatz Beit Knesset Ateva Hasifarim. To be continued tomorrow. We didn't really do this last.